Having sex sucks, but it doesn't have to be a chore. You're in the right place if you want to learn how to have great fun sex that feels good for you with no more faking orgasms, even if you are completely embarrassed and shy in the bedroom and it has never happened for you so far. Stay tuned for information on relationships, on sizzling techniques, on body image, and so much more. There's one thing that I ask of you as you listen to this episode, and that is that you listen to yourself above all else. Nothing that is shared in this episode is going to be more important than your own intuition. So trust yourself first, because yep, sex can be super fun, but it can also be really triggering, and only you know how it feels in your body. So when I say boring sex sucks, I don't mean conventional sex sucks or vanilla sex sucks, because there is a time and a place for all kinds of sex, and we are here to celebrate that. So stay tuned today, because we're going to be talking about slow pleasure in a fast world. Shani, who is the founder of Native Nude and a sex and intimacy guide, is going to be talking to us about how to slow down and sink into our bodies so that we really get all of the good stuff instead of rushing through life without really stopping to smell the roses. But it's even more than that. Shani says that when we slow down, life and pleasure can move through us. And she is living this truth. Yes, she is a dedicated and committed, hardworking individual, but she is equally committed to making sure that her life is a reflection of the pleasure that she teaches. This is a fascinating conversation. I really hope that you enjoy it. Welcome back to In Bed with Lisa. And today I am delighted and honored to be joined by Shani Hutton, who is the founder of Native Nude and also a pleasure and intimacy guide. Welcome, Shani. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm so excited to chat on a beautiful topic.
Yes, this is like, we are both super pleasure geeks and nerds. I really love your vibe on Instagram and online. I'm always drawn to you and your relaxed nature, your dedication to being free. Like, I really see that, and I see in you like a reflection of a hardworking, dedicated and committed woman. There's no question about that, but I see equally a commitment to not letting it take over your life. Like, I find that really admirable.
Thank you. Yeah, it's taken a lot to get there, but it's a big focus.
Yeah, I think people can learn so much from you, especially me, and I'm sure a lot of my listeners. So what I wanted to talk to you today about is, okay, I've got this title in my mind, slow pleasure in a fast world.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
What I mean by that is, how do we not rush? You know, like, let's skip to the good part. That's me. To skip to the good part, and like, I know there's so much to find in the slowness and the sinking in, and sometimes I do have glimpses of that, but I have to be honest, I, as much as I love pleasure, I want to fit it in the I like to microdose, I like to like rush to the pinnacle of pleasure, and I just want to know how, when we're so busy, we've got so many commitments and demands and people needing from us, how do we slow it down? And is it really worth it? Shani, please enlighten us.
Oh, thank you for that, Lisa. I love it. I love it. I love it. And yes, it is absolutely worth it. What I have discovered, because this has been a long journey for me, right? I have been super career driven in my life, like held really big titles, you know, worked in London, worked in America, worked in South Africa, like in big corporations. And it was all very fast paced. So I love the title that you came up to this, because I just had this essence of like, what is life all about, right? So that really like empowered my own stance of like really slowing down, and kind of the way that I see it now, like what was coming up as yours of like, is it worth it? Is like, absolutely, like slow down to speed up, right? Mm-hmm. Slowing down in life speeds up everything, of what I have found, from our pleasure to our orgasm, to like purpose and like quality time, presence, wealth, all these things. Like when we slow down, so much else catapults. So it's a really powerful stance, but it's challenging, right? it can take a lot to get there, because we conditioned to move really fast as well, and to kind of like keep up with society.
And multitask. I'm very guilty of that.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. Like, you know, and to kind of like have all the balls rolling. But what I find is that the more I slow down, like, you know, everything that's going on with Native Nude, there's a lot of balls rolling, but in a very different essence, like in a very like easeful, like pleasure-filled way, like a way that I feel like, I feel like it's almost got its own movement and energy in it. And that's only because I'm so dedicated and so in tune to connecting to my body, to my pleasure, to the slowness of life first. Because when we slow down, life can move through us, you know, pleasure can move through us. But when we speed up, and this is why I go so deeper into slow pleasure, I think there's often an avoidance, mm-hmm. right? There's often this element of like, we are just bypassing, we are avoiding. So I take that stance on like slow pleasure and slowing down to really speed up, because it makes us look at life. It makes us look at the disconnect. It makes us look at like, what are we avoiding? What is the sexual shadow, or the wealth shadow, or the business shadow? Like, what are we, like, when we stop and we listen and we are so present with what is, that is how we start to really speed things up. So it's beautiful. It's definitely worth it.
Oh, I love it. And I'm interested, do you still, you've said you have to be, it's a commitment that you make. Like, how do you then make yourself slow down? And what does that look like in a day?
Absolutely. So it's a tough one, because I have the tendency to go to like quite a workaholic, right? I've always been like a hard worker. I'm super passionate about what I do. So particularly in Native Nude, I find myself like almost always wanting to be on the clock, you know, like it's always like, oh, I could do this and I could do that. And what about this and that? But what I like dedicated myself to when I started Native Nude was always nourishing my own cup first, which was incredibly hard as a people pleaser, as someone who felt like the most loved when I've always been high achieving in my life. So I always want to have that kind of high achieving element. And I just thought, I'm not doing any of this at the sacrifice of myself. Mm-hmm. And that is why I believe I have seen so much success in Native Nude, is because I've consciously decided that first, right? Because we can't lead where we haven't gone, and we can't lead from an empty cup. So in that essence of that, like that full going and that very committed, right, it's an element where it's without a question I have those moments of myself of slowing down, and I've had to learn like where I overcommit. And this is also, it's a journey, right? So I'm still human, and there's these elements of, you know, I haven't like by any means perfected this, mm-hmm. but I allow myself to have passion and to allow passion to drive. And this is why I work with a lot of like pleasure and sex magic, and allowing ourselves to drop deeper into the body, because my body runs my business, right? Mm-hmm. So my body runs the way that my bank account looks, the way that my business looks, the way that my community looks. Because when we allow pleasure to fuel us, it comes a lot more naturally. So I believe that we waste time on things, and then I'm deeply connected into my body of like, what is a yes or what is a no. So I would say in the slowing down, I've never rushed things. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, like the question is like, how do you launch something and it thrives, like almost it looks like it's like instant, do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Thrive and then it's done. But it's, the thing is, that's brewed in me for a while. Right, so it's not this essence of like, I feel like I need to rush in society and I feel like I'm going to get left behind. Those were things that I had to work with, because in the beginning I was like, gosh, I need to do this. And now I'm more like, how do I let this become so much of what it wants to be, so that I also learn through the process, right? So everything that I do is like, I'm going deeper, I'm learning, right? I'm going into the process where it's almost like teaching me first, right? And then it's able to go deeper into that commitment. So it's a thing where I make time for it. Sometimes I fall off the bandwagon and then I come back, right? And another thing that like I would say my current edge at the moment is really leaning in for extra support as well. So allowing myself to be supported in that, right? And just making that time for pleasure looks so different on so many of us. And slowing down looks so different on any of us, right? And there's always different seasons in life. So I'm also quite aware that this is a season in my life that I have the energy, the time, and the space and the capacity to put more into my business, right? Before I'm in that element of, you know, a big desire of mine is motherhood, right? So I'm very strategically setting my life up for the way that I want life to look in pleasure and in freedom, in that essence of motherhood. Wow. When I'm in deeper commitment in partnership. So yeah, there's a lot of intention that goes into what I do. Yeah. But just also understanding that life goes through seasons. And sometimes, you know, we are in a busier season, but how can we bring even just a slowness to that, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, there's so much that you just covered there. So I've got some questions.
Yes.
So the first thing I wanted to ask you then, you said that you make time for dropping into your body, and you said it does look different for all of us. So do you recommend that we have a practice that we repeat, or like, what can we do each day to get in tune with our body? And does it have to be every day?
Beautiful. So I always encourage this is to like always go into what you feel that your body is needing, right? Mm. So a lot of the way that I lead is all like radical honesty. So I've done, you know, like the, you know, there's all the methods, like you have to wake up at 5 a.m. every day, or you must have the specific morning routine every day. And I've done it all, right? But the element of that is I find, like anything in life, the novelty wears off. So the pleasure does as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? So then eventually you're up at 5 and you're like, fuck this. Or you're like, you know, you're doing your morning routine and you're like, this is not as inspiring as it felt in the beginning. So I do that very intuitively of what my body actually needs, right? Because then it's in a way that we enjoy it. So there's pleasure in it. So it's like, we're almost excited about it. So every morning I drop into my body and it looks different. Some mornings it's a walk on the beach. Some mornings it's in pleasure. Some mornings it's in breath work. Some mornings I'm needing more rest. So I allow myself to sleep longer. It's, you know, some mornings it's just having a cup of tea in bed and writing. Like, it looks very different. So there's that element, and then in that there's different depths of the way we can go, right? So this is also about meeting our body where it's at. Like, I'm very aware that sometimes I need to drop deeper into my body to really listen and bring clarity to different elements in my life, and that's when I go deeper into like an element of a rewilding or like a proper embodiment, right? So for those who aren't sure what a rewilding is, it's like really tapping into pleasure in the body, tapping into to emotions in the body, like listening to the body. And so often we demand things from the body, or we demand things from life, but we never take the time to nourish it or to listen. And the body is on the same team, right? Life is on the same team as well. Like, life wants us to get the most out of it, but so often we like fighting against it, you know. It's like us against the world or us against life. Mm-hmm. So when we take time to just sit and drop in, often the answers and the inspiration and the creativity comes really naturally and really quickly, especially when we connect it to pleasure catapults it. So, I mean, Lisa, you're the fellow pleasure geek, right? So we know that. So for me, what I found in this process is pleasure catapults it, because it's a way of tapping into creative energy. It's sexual energy. It's like it's pleasure as a source of nourishment, right? And it takes us to the parts of our edges of like, of shame, of avoidance, of depletion, and it's asking more from us. So I find that when we take that time to drop in, and I would recommend every day, 100% every day, like a little nugget of gold in the morning, in the evening, but making that time for self, like you become a better person in every role that you're fulfilling. Be it partnership, be it with self, be it in business, be it a mother, right? Be it a caretaker, like whatever it is, you become a better person because you're more in tune with your body. Yeah. So I don't know if that answers the question of how, because it's like quite but definitely how, like definitely there's different options, and definitely every day.
I love it, Shani. And I'm actually like, oh, good. Because so I used to also have like a list of things I wanted to achieve as part of my practice. You know, you want to do a bit of breath work, a bit of meditation, maybe a bit of yoga, definitely movement. You know, then there's like, you can have a whole list. You start with a cold shower and some dry body brushing, scrape your tongue, drink the lemon water, sun salutation, gaze into the sun, walk around. Oh my God. I mean, it was intense and it didn't feel pleasurable anymore. Like all of those things I was excited about, I'd be like, oh yeah, that sounds good. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. And then like, how much of it can I do? 3 minutes of that, 2 minutes of that, 1 minute of that. Really, that's not very pleasurable at all.
Absolutely. And then, you know, like, and then the next best thing comes out. So we add that to the list and we add that to the list. And often that actually takes us like further away from what we're actually trying to achieve.
Oh my word.
So I've really narrowed it down to intention and into like the slowing down and into the body. Because if we like, we can do as many of those things as we want, but until we actually honest with ourselves with what's going on in our body, we will keep hitting the barrier, right? Mm-hmm. So this is how, like, obviously I go a lot into pleasure, into using pleasure to create the life that we want. And that's about really tapping into the body. And it's also like who we have to become to like experience deep orgasmic bliss, like those multiple orgasms, like the out the body, the full body, right? We have to be so surrendered. We have to be so open. We've got to go to different edges of ourselves, right? So when we're doing that, we are breaking through so many limitations in all of life. Because like my thing is, if you can't receive in the body, you can't receive wealth. You can't receive love. You can't receive like deep emotional connection and partnership. So the way that I look at it is, if you bring it down to intention and like connecting deep with your body, you go to those places way quicker. And then it doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes or 15 minutes, or if it's one thing or 10 things. Yeah. But that also came from the journey of doing all these things and still being like, fuck, none of it works anywhere. And I was like, why? Why? And that's what I boiled it down to.
Brilliant, Shani. And you know, my morning routine now is I wake up, I've turned off my alarm, because that used to also give me a little bit of angst. And I know I'm lucky in that I naturally wake up around the same time. I work from home and my kids school from home. I don't need to get somewhere at a time. So I didn't know why I still had the alarm. From turning the alarm off, now I wake up naturally. I love to sleep naked and I love waking up like, and I just like stretch out and I'm just like, like it's about 20 seconds of, I'm awake. Mm-hmm. Here I am in this body, in this bed. It's beautiful. And that's how I start the day. That wasn't a planned thing. That just is what happens. And like you say, I now have like a pleasure chest of options that I'm like, what do I feel like doing? Do I feel like having a coffee? Do I feel like going to the beach? Do I feel like having sex? Do I feel like stretching? Like, it's much more indulgent. It feels indulgent and it's fulfilling.
I love that. I love that, Lisa. And yeah, I haven't had an alarm for years either. And it's, you know, I see the, I want to say almost the privilege, but then I'm also like, it's also a life I've intentionally created around that as well. But it's, I totally get that not everyone has that option, right? But in this fast paced world, what I still have to catch myself doing is, as soon as I wake up, it's like a natural instinct to want to grab my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not like, you know what I mean? So it's like, even though we've got these like gorgeous options, I also want to bring light that it's also human instinct to want to like grab the phone, or that's like something I consciously have to tell myself, because I can get so excited about like what I'm wanting to do or to share, and I'm like, no. So like really making that time for self, but just like bringing awareness and mindfulness that it's not always as easy as like, let's just drop into our pleasure. You know, some mornings I'm like, oh no, and I put it back down and I'm like, okay, cool. Let's try that again, Shani. Like, let's have another go, right? And that's okay. Like, how do we also lose shame and judgment and perfection? Of also trying to get it right. How do we wake up and be like, oh, cool. Like how I really got so devoted into my commitment of this was just bringing mindfulness to how I started my day and to how my day was. So being like, every time I woke up and I was like just straight on the phone, I have a more scattered day. I have a bit more like where I find myself getting flustered or irritated, whereas I have that moment with myself, I'm like, oh, it's just so easy and it's so beautiful and I'm more like centered. Just allowing us to also be human in this, but like in that humanness, like how do we get the most out of life, you know? And it sounds exactly like that, like waking up, having that moment of, you know, being naked in bed and be like, oof, what do I like, even if it's just 10 minutes, like what do I give myself, you know?
Absolutely. The other thing that I wanted to pull out of what you said was the struggling to receive, and that if you can't receive pleasure and you can't receive love, it's reflected in receiving money, all of that. It's so deeply connected to worthiness, right? And how
100%.
Giving ourselves the gift of time to do this shows that we feel worthy. Like, would you unpack that a little bit?
100%. So yeah, it's deeply like the energetics of it. I love working with the energetics. So I love that you went into this because it's all linked to worthiness, right? Mm-hmm. And that was actually quite confronting when I like went on this path because, you know, it's self-worth. There's a lot of words like thrown around nowadays. So if you're like, oh, Shani, do you believe you're worthy? It's like, oh yeah, absolutely. Like I got self-worth. Like, and then when I like actually dropped into my body, I was like, oh my goodness. Like, do I really believe that I'm like worthy of this? Like the partnership that I want and the life of freedom that I want and how I wanted to spend my days. And that took me to like such a deep place in self. So it's, if we link it to worthiness, it's almost like we reflect, right, what we want, because everything is a mirror to us, right? So when we take those moments to actually be like, I'm going to give this to myself, that's when our body starts to trust us more. So I work a lot with the nervous system, right? So everything is deeply rooted in trust and safety within the body. And when we come from that place of like a very regulated nervous system, which is a nervous system that's very rooted in worth, in boundaries, in, you know, in being able to have the rest and knowing what's good for us, life starts to reflect that. Mm-hmm. And it's actually sometimes like hard to put into words of how much it does. But I see it in myself. I see it in all the clients I work with, where like when we drop into that, in that worthiness, how much shifts. Do you know what I mean? Almost like unexplainably so, because there's this element of deep worth. So I love that you brought in that, because it's that element of receiving is so big. And I think particularly in the feminine, because I mean, I think in both aspects, you know, like from feminine to masculine to non-binary, and this definitely goes on the energetics like way beyond just gender, right? Yeah. But in this society, especially dealing with the topic of like sexuality and pleasure, we often are to like overgive ourselves, right? So a lot of us have to relearn like, how do we actually just receive? And it also sounds easy of like, yeah, of course I can receive pleasure, but can you actually just lie back and receive and enjoy? Just in a way, are you as comfortable to just give and let someone else like fully receive, right? So the energetics of it are really big, and it asks for us to be very comfortable in ourselves, to have a very strong worth, and to, all of us are going to hold different elements around the shadows of that. That's why this is so powerful to tap into, because a lot of it's linked to our childhood and our conditioning and our mental beliefs as we grow up. So this is almost, I see it as like the little gateway or the portal to be like, oof, like where's our limiting belief? And then how do we allow ourselves to tap deeper into that? And the reason I bring pleasure into that is a lot of the stuff is painful, right? So to, you know, like when I realized like, whoa, my self-worth is actually really low, that was painful. And pleasure allows us to soothe the nervous system through that. So it's not as traumatic or painful. It teaches the body that it's beautiful, and it's like that, like we can do all these things and get them out of life through pleasure, right? We don't have to like push hard to get it.
Wow. Yeah, there's so much there. It's just like it allows us to feel safe, as you said, which is so important. Something I would really love to talk to you about then on this same subject of slow pleasure is slow pleasure tools. So I'm a huge fan of your pleasure wands that you sell. People will know that I always use them for prizes and things, because I just think they are fabulous and they're my favorite tools. Like, and I am a big advocate for sex toys and tools. And as much as I love a vibrator, and I do, never gonna deny it, I also really love the crystal pleasure wands. Would you speak a little bit about how they work with slow pleasure?
Absolutely. So, and I love how much you love Native Nude and the slow pleasure, and how you're such an advocate as well for like all that's out there, right? Like really showing the options as well, which is, it's powerful, because we're all called to different modalities, and our body connects in different ways. So that's also super important. And the reason I am a big advocate of slow pleasure, right, is that I really take like that sexual awakening and sexual thriving, I almost want to say like to the next level. It feels a little bit edgy to say that, but it's like, this is what I've seen in my own life and what like my clients and everyone that I'm working with and who experienced the crystal ones and the glass ones. And because what it does, right, is sex is very focused on physical in society. And I would say maybe even to the extent where we've lost a lot of the reverence for it. So for us to go to like a very deep sexual awakening, we have to be able to completely be present in ourselves, right? We have to go from beyond the physical to the energetic, to the emotional, even the intellectual, to the spiritual, in whatever way that means to you. But how do we go beyond the physical? So what the slow pleasure and the native nude crystal pleasure ones and the glass ones allow us to do is to be with that, right? Because it's confronting. It's we've got to slow down and be like, I'm really bored, or I actually don't know how to turn myself on, or I don't even know how to use this thing. Yes. Or like, you know, right? Like we've got to sit with that and the shadow of that, and we've got to take it deeper. Mm. And the more we get comfortable and the more we allow ourselves to face that, I cannot begin to explain like the amount of awakening that happens within a person, because it's the body's going to deeper bliss, right? And at the core of this, it starts with self, and then, and it always will forever start with self, and then we take that deeper into partnership. So the way of the ones is that you can use them with partners, but they're not always designed for that. And when they are, they're not designed that you build a reliance on that, right? So that you can go into partnership and go into so many deeply orgasmic states without needing a tool, right? And in this very paced lifestyle, what I see happening and what I was guilty of in my own life is we always just going on to the next best thing. We needing to numb out, we needing substances, we needing to turn up the vibration, we needing to just like keep skipping to the good parts. Okay. And the body's not ready in that point, right? We're not emotionally ready. There hasn't been enough presence or connection in partnership. Right. So that's how so often partners are having sex. But like, if you ask them if they sexually or emotionally connected, they're not. Yeah. Right. So it's like, I am really tapping into like quality over quantity and connection and intimacy and passion and the experience that leave you like laughing and crying and like, what the fuck was that? You know, like that's what I'm about. That's what I'm here for. So that's really in the slowing down, and the ones are designed to teach the body how to slow down and how to feel our innate pleasure, because we designed to sexually thrive. Every single being is. And when we tap into that and these tools support you in that, it's, this is essentially what it creates. So they're very powerful.
Amazing. And I also, so I totally understand what you're saying about like, how do I even use this? And why, how do I even turn myself on? Because if you've been reliant on something like a vibrator, then it can be difficult to know, like, what are you meant to do? This thing doesn't move. It just, you know, and you can't just use it unconsciously. That's what I always say to people. You can't use it unconsciously. You have to be conscious. You have to be tuned in. They're hard. They don't just bend. You can feel them, you know, they are there, and that's confronting in itself. You can really feel this thing, and what is it coming up, you know, like, oh, that is different, and oh, that might be emotional, and like, that's a whole other conversation. But there's something in that, absolutely, that power, and in the whole journey of the pleasure, rather than just the end goal of a quick orgasm, which this is time and a place for, but there's something so much deeper. And I love having the variety, being a busy person and a mom and all of those things. I just think it's great to have the options. But Shani, what I really would love to just kind of end with is, how on earth do we start with slow pleasure in the lives that we have constructed? Maybe we haven't been intentional in thinking, how are we going to do it when we have kids? Or like, you know, like how you've been able to have this epiphany before you get there. Like, what do we do when we have all these people banging on our doors, emails coming out of our ears, and dinner to cook and washing to do and dogs to walk and clients to please? And how do we begin?
Beautiful. So I'm going to say like what comes up, and it feels like almost like just the obvious thing of like, you have to make time. Right. And you have to prioritize. And it's one of those things where it's like, I get it, but I'm so fucking busy. And it's like, I get it. Right. I'm also busy. And the way that my journey went was that I let time run away with me. Right. until it got to a point of crisis where you know, then you're dealing with health, right? And as soon as we're about to lose our health, we wake up. So a big part of my inspiration is, how do we do this before we get to crisis mode, right? Because we so often are letting, like, life runs away with us until we have wake-up calls. And the scariest thing is, I mean, I had multiple, you know, because it's like a wake-up call comes and then, fuck, we get back into life and you're back down the fast pace and you're going. And then, like, another one comes and we have a moment and we're like, cool, okay, cool. And then, so I got to a point where I was, like, really using sexual energy to heal my body. And I was so dedicated to that. And all I can say is that you have to give, you have to take the time and you have to allow yourself to connect. So even if it starts with like 10 minutes a day where you just, I would connect to the body, right? So even just through breath work, I would like narrow it down to 10 minutes of meditation. And however that feels to you, like, I'm not one, someone who I can sit and meditate and like I get bored and distracted. Like, my meditation is like, I will go walk on the beach and for 10 minutes I'm like walking up my mind, right? Or go drive, or I just allow myself to like lie in the bath or whatever it is, something of that. But how do I just sit and like be like, cool, what is actually going on? If you want to take it a little bit deeper, bring breath work to that. So start to connect deeper to your breath. So really allowing, you know, inhaling and exhaling through the mouth drops you deeper into the body. And just feel the beauty of that as well. Like, play a song and just allow yourself to connect to that and feel how you feel in that. And then if you want to take it deeper than that, go into pleasure, right? Whether that's pleasure with yourself, pleasure with a partner, but allow yourself, like, starting off with 10, 15 minutes a day to give yourself that. And as you were like saying so beautifully, Lisa, is the self-worth in that, right? So if we cannot give ourselves like 10 to 15 minutes a day, and I know that it's like, I know that life gets busy and we can't always do it, but then my thing is, and I often call a spade, is we can't expect the life that we desire. Yeah. Like, if we cannot show up, if we cannot get curious, so I would just bring curiosity and bring fun and like, you know, like, how do we do that? If life is super busy and you're doing that time with your partner, with your kids, like, how beautiful to teach your kids, like, for 10 minutes, we're all going to sit and we're going to, let's just lie down and connect to our body. Like, you know, that's a beautiful thing. A lot of this is, you know, I've always been deeply in tune from my parents of connecting to my body. So we learn these things. Yeah. So my thing is, make time. How do you allow it to fit into your life? And I love how you said options, Lisa, because I'm a big advocate of, we're all called to different modalities. So I'm not here to tell someone exactly what's right for them, but how can you bring curiosity to explore that? Because when we ask for help in these elements, we streamline the process, right? I didn't get to the stage alone. You know, it's been with studying with experts in the field and exploring different paths, but it's always been through making time. So there's, when we want something enough, we make the time.
Shani, what a beautiful conclusion. Make time. And let's be honest, if you go and look on your cell phone and see how long you actually spend on your blooming apps, it's probably more than 15 minutes a day.
100%. I read this thing the other day. It was like a meme that was like, if you exercise for 30 minutes a day, it's 2% of your day. And like, I can, like, exercise can be the one I throw out. And I've sat with myself now, I'm like, it's 2%. 2% of my day, right? And if it was 1%, it would just be 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's like 1% of your day for yourself.
Come on. Let's do this.
Easier said than done, though. Little disclaimer, easier said than done.
I just love that you've given us space to be human in this. Like, I do really, like, you're a big inspiration for me to slow down, 100%. I can see your dedication and I know that it's a conscious choice. And that's something that I'm really working on. I've been feeling called to it as I just turned 40. And it feels like there's something in me that's just saying, let's think about this. Like, let's really think about how much longer can we be doing this, putting out. You know, pleasure is one of my favorite things. So it's a great way to fill my cup first. And thank you just for sharing it all so generously, Shani. What I'd love you to do now is just tell us, where can people find you? How can they work with you? How can they get a taste of your slow pleasure, free lifestyle?
I love that, Lisa. Thank you. And yeah, the best way is through Instagram, is where I'm most active. So that's @native_nude. And there's also the website, which is www.nativenude.com. And there you will find all the pleasure ones that we've been speaking about. So from crystal ones to glass ones, along with rewilding embodiment sessions and coaching sessions. And then I've also recently launched a membership, which is a 12-month journey. And it's really about taking pleasure in the body to pleasure in life. So, you know, really taking the energetics of pleasure and the pleasure that we feel, because I believe that for us to feel a life of pleasure, it starts through the body. So taking it into business, into wealth, into community, into cyclical living, all these beautiful things. And that is at nativenudecollective.com. And yeah, that's my most like expansive, affordable offering that I've recently launched, which is super exciting.
So exciting. I'll share links to everything below. And we would love to hear from you. What do you take away from this slow pleasure conversation that we've had today? We would both love to hear your takes. Do you already incorporate slow pleasure? Are you a bit of a rusher like me? Join the conversation. We'll both really love to hear that. Thank you again, Shani. And I'm so excited to see where the rest of this year takes you.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. It's been beautiful to have this connection. So much love.
Thank you for staying tuned. What did you think of this conversation? Let me know below what is stopping you from slowing down and appreciating pleasure, and if you think this is something that you might be able to give a try. Today's episode was sponsored by Bella Vita Events and Gifts. Bella Vita creates date night boxes that explode with pizzazz. Trust me, I've experienced this firsthand. They create gift boxes that touch notes of sentiment, and their events are chock full of delight. And if you're looking to find that someone special, then check out their Dating with an Edge program, which is packed with loads of fun and endless possibilities. Right now, Bella Vita are celebrating their 5th birthday, and that means they're going to give you a treat. Head over to their website and use the code Bella-Vita5 to enjoy 15% off of your date night box. Shh, let life surprise you. Thank you, Bella Vita. Psst, I've got a gift for you too. It's a free ebook that I created to help people to have more fun in bed, because life is way too short for mediocre sex. So if you're ready to stop faking orgasms and actually enjoy it, go and check it out at inbedwithlisa.com. Thank you so much for listening. It would mean the world for me if you would like and review this podcast and share with your friends. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.